I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick, and you might notice that this podcast sounds a whole hell of a lot better. I finally found my microphone, and we're using that again. It seems to be working a little bit better with this new computer setup that I bought earlier this summer. So here's to hoping that we don't have any sort of weird hollow sounds and stuff like that. This week's podcast is, once again, I've dug into the vault here at, the Nut House and, pulled stuff out of, LPs, CDs, things of that nature to play, some of my favorite tracks, some of my, some stuff that I forgot I owned, quite honestly. And, it's kind of punky, but it's definitely got more of a, like an indie rock, college radio kind of feel. As a matter of fact, quite a few of these tracks are favorites that got thrown on whenever I would do regular sets at KJHK. So we're going to get it started off with from their album Jagged Thoughts on Lookout Records. They recently reformed, well, they reformed several years back, and then they released an album, and I don't know what they're doing now, but it was certainly amazing to get to see them play live. I miss them in their heyday. And they did this song from their album Jagged Thoughts. This is American Steel with Maria.
Mm-hmm. 6 years old. Oh my God, I feel so old. I can see the tiny lights below, and oh my God, they look so alone. How do they really feel anything? Oh my God, I gotta move on. Where do you move, or are you moving from? It's just like the universe works on a math equation, and never, ever, ever, infinite spirals out. Oh my God, I feel so old. I don't really feel anything. On a plane, I can see the tiny lights below, and oh my God, they look so alone. I don't really feel anything. Oh my God, I gotta move on. Where do you move, or are you moving from? Works on a math equation, and never, ever, ever even infinite spirals out of creation. On the tip of its tongue, and it's safe to all. We ain't sure where you stand, you ain't machines, and you ain't land. The plants and the animals, they are land. The plants and the animals eat each other.
My favorite lawn chair, my only lawn chair, my favorite lawn chair.
recently re-released as a the original single has finally been repressed by Last Laugh Records out of Brooklyn, New York. A very, very faithful reproduction. It even comes with a really awesome show poster. That was The Embarrassment with Patio Set. The B-side to that release is the always fantastic Sex Drive. And, man, I don't know how fast copies are going. I know they didn't make much, and I know that eventually these will probably end up costing a pretty penny, much as the original pressings do. Probably not in the hundreds of dollar range, but definitely it's going to cost you some coin. I would pay the $8 now and get it. It's one of the nicest represses I've seen. Hopefully, for the Pitches Best of 2011 issue, I'll be writing something about that, as well as the Leopards Kansas City Slickers reissue that came out this year also on a New York label, Sing Sing Records. Before that, we had Sun Kill Moon featuring Mark Kozelek of the Red House Painters. That was them doing Never Ending Math Equation from Tiny Cities. All of the tracks on that album are, in fact, Modest Mouse covers. And being a sound that's pretty much my favorite Modest Mouse song, I figured I might as well play that. And we started everything off with American Steel doing Maria from Jagged Thoughts. Oh, God, I love that song. Hearing it's good on CD, but live, it's even more sort of ragged with emotion, and definitely one of the more emotional, sort of affecting things that I've ever seen live in concert. This next band I never saw live. I don't think they will ever reform, but they've put out some very nice re-releases of their early stuff on Blackball Records. This is from the re-release of their final album, Dear You. This is Jawbreaker with Accident Prone.
Claim to love. and still smile to your newfound friends. In the same confusing breath, pulled away, draw me in. I wanted you, you wanted more. I built this life, and now it's mine. I'm in this or a close call. I keep a room at the hospital. I scratch my accident to the wall. I couldn't wait to breathe your breath. I cut in line, I bled to death. I got to you, there was nothing
crack, 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 crack. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one.
Well, I've never been kind of a goth kid or even, like, very much a depressed kid when I was younger. There's something about the Smiths. I don't know what it is about Morrissey. He his voice, and it just kind of speaks to, you know, like, all those kids who, at one point or another, have had sort of down-in-the-dumps sort of things. From the album The Queen Is Dead, that was the Smiths with There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. Before that, we had Gold Sounds by Pavement from Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. Oh, that was the song they started their set with when they did the reunion show last year at the Uptown in Kansas City. Seriously, sometimes when bands reform and they do, like, these reunion shows, they're not very good. The Pixies reunion was good, but it just seemed like, we're going to play some songs, here you go. Pavement, it seemed like they were legitimately enjoying themselves up on stage. There was a sense of joy and exuberance, and it was like kind of watching a band just sort of re-inhabit themselves a decade before. And we started everything off with Jawbreaker doing Accident Prone from their final album, Dear You. You know, there's a lot about that album in that it was sort of their major label only major label release, and that people felt that they went too polished and commercial for it. And over the years, it's sort of been reevaluated and has now become accepted as part of the Jawbreaker canon. The single off that album was Fireman, and you probably heard it on modern rock radio when you were younger and didn't even realize it was the same band that did songs like Boxcar. Okay, next set. It's going to get interesting. The middle song is a song, if you pay a lot of attention to, you will get and you will appreciate. If you don't get it, when we come back at the next break, I will be more than happy to explain it all to you. However, from their debut single, but available on the repress, the CD reissue of Signals, Calls, and Marches, this is Mission of Burma with Academy Fight Song.
Your 97th tear, so dry your eyes, let it go and cry, my dear. I am all out of love to mouth and to your ear, and not above letting the love song disappear before it's written. No one wants a tune about the 100th left balloon that was seen shooting from the window of your room. To be a spot against the sky's colossal gloom, and land deflated in some neighbor's state that's strewn with 99 others. Eight Chinese brothers. Well, there's a reason why the last is smiling wide and sitting higher than the others, swinging his arms. Probably die before you shot up 9 miles high. Your eyes dilated as light played upon the side of TVC16 as it sings you good night. Relaxed as hell and locked up in cell 45. Well, I hope you're feeling better. 51st way to leave your lover. Admittedly, it doesn't seem to be as gentle or as clean as all the others, leaving its scars all in the after hours of some Greenpoint bar. I told you I can't listen, baby, about the fourth time you were a lady and how your forthrightness betrayed a secret shyness. Stripped away by days of being hailed as your highness. And what's new, pussycat, is you were once a lioness. And they cut your claws out. Kid, not everyone's keen on lighting candle 17. The party's done, the cake's all gone, the plates are clean. The chauffeur's leering from the cheerless mezzanine. And in just 1 year, the straight world can pay to see what they have been missing. You were caught kissing eight Chinese brothers. Well, there's a reason why the last is smiling wide and sitting higher than the others. Stinking with charm. And he says, let's get lost, let them send out alarms. He says, let's get crossed out and come to harm. Let's make the world's stupidest stand and truly mean it. Let's hit the limit of laws over lovers' arms. No, let's exceed it.
On the day that Dennis Brown's lung collapsed, spring rain was misting down on Kingston. Down at the harbor, local cops were intercepting an inbound shipment. And for a while there it was chaos, as they handcuffed and then roughed up some sailors. On the day my lung collapses, it's not gonna be much different. On the day that Dennis Brown's habits caught up with him, school children sang in choirs. And out behind the Chinese restaurants, guys were jumping into dumpsters. And the stench was overbearing. They were past the point of caring. On the day my habits catch up with me, I'll be down among the jumpers. the birds come home in spring, we will fill them full of buckshot. And jets of contaminated blood will cloud the rivers and the lakes. It took all the coke in town to bring down Dennis Brown. On the day my lung collapses, we'll see just how much it takes.
From the album The Sunset Tree, that was Song for Dennis Brown by the Mountain Goats. That is a song about the reggae legend Dennis Brown. There are many sort of... John Darnielle and the Mountain Goats have this sort of way of... There are songs, you know, like Song for the Alpha Couple songs, the going to insert place here. Definitely, they're revisited themes, but not necessarily revisited songs or patterns. Like, all of the songs are different. They just sort of have this, you're eulogizing somebody, or you are using going to as sort of a symbolic of a journey. I love the Mountain Goats. Their discography is so vast and so deep. It's very difficult to get into. And definitely, if you're a fan approaching them, now completely unfamiliar, it's definitely daunting task to have to go in and try and figure out where the hell am I going to start. Personally, I'm just gonna, this is how I would tell you to start. You start out with Tallahassee. It's the first sort of full band album, and definitely easiest to get into. And then you can move back a little bit to All Hail West Texas and get into the slightly more lo-fi boombox recordings, and then just gradually work your way back and forward sort of simultaneously, and it'll kind of balance each other out, I think, in terms of sonic dissonance. Before that, from their album The Stage Names, we had Ockerville River with Plus Ones. Now, what that song is basically, if everything seems kind of familiar and you think you're getting it, what you do is you just basically take all of these famous songs and you add plus ones. 97th Tier, 8 Chinese Brothers, etc., so on and so forth. 51 Ways to Leave Your Lover. You get it now. That is... I'm a sucker for songs that reference other songs, sort of like the way Praise Song by Jimmy Eat World talks about, like, Crimson and Clover and things like that. Any song that references another song, not necessarily directly, but sometimes sort of obliquely, it makes me feel like the band knows what I'm talking about. And before everything, starting off everything, we had Mission of Burma doing Academy Fight Song, which can be found on the Signals, Calls, and Marches CD reissue. And you should own it anyway. Everybody should own that first Mission of Burma album. It's really choice. This next band is a band most people probably haven't heard of. I saw them open for, goodness gracious. What band was it? Some band here in Lawrence, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and I only got to see them live once, but they were really quite fantastic. They put out a couple albums. There's Minnesota Hotel, which is the first album, which is quite good. And then there's this one, Viewmaster, which is also excellent. They were sort of championed in the early days by Buddyhead. I believe I've got a live version from the early days of Buddyhead on my computer somewhere. But, just listen to yourself. It's really good sort of indie, emo, angsty rock and roll. The song is by the Pinehurst Kids, and it is called Evil Mirror.
Hello me, I'm under your bed. Don't make a sound, cause I'm in your head. Hello me, I'm all around. No matter where you run, you'll be found. Hello me, I'm in your shirt. I make you feel bad and treat you like. Book. I'm the one who
absence brought me to. Sick feelings filled me, slowly remembering the bitterness of the final kiss, motionless.
Sadly, they eventually had to say goodbye. But that is also the title of their farewell show DVD, Never Say Goodbye, by The Impossibles from Enter Return. That was on Fueled by Ramen. That is a label that has a strange history. It sort of had like this ska punk feel to it, and then it gradually started getting kind of indie, and then all of a sudden it just switched to just sheer pop. Just like Paramore's label, Gym Class Heroes label. They've got a book out that is the history of the label, along with a DVD and everything, and I'm really curious as to what it has to say about the early days of the label, or if it tends to focus on the more financially viable groups that are out now. Anyhow, that was the first track I played as part of my farewell set on KJHK. Before that, the first track on My Bloody Valentine's Loveless, Only Shallow. Oh, my wife and I have this idea that we want to start getting artists to illustrate sort of their interpretations of songs, and that's the first one we want to get done. We cannot find any comic book artists who know the song Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine. If you're a comic book artist and you're listening to this podcast, or if you have a friend who is a comic book artist who listens to this, you want to listen to this podcast, who knows the song Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine, and would like to do sort of an illustration of what that song is, we would like to purchase it, my wife and I. And we started everything off with Pinehurst Kids doing Evil Mirror from their album Viewmaster on Four Alarm Records out of Chicago. Good stuff. We're to the last set already. I never heard the band do this song live. I saw them play once. Pardon me. I had a hangnail. I had a bite off there. I saw them once opening for the Foo Fighters at Memorial Hall in Kansas City. It was one of the first shows I ever like got to choose to go to. It was fantastic. This song is like, guys, this is the sort of song that you could just easily change the gender and it would be coverable. And I really think somebody should. And so if you do, let me know. I'd love to hear it. From their album Retreat from the Sun, this is That Dog with Minneapolis.
I was at the Jabberjaw, the cutest boy I ever saw. such a dream. He kept looking right my way. I wanna see him every day. Randy told me where he lives, in Minneapolis. Hung around for closing time. I wanna make him mine, all mine. Told my friends I want to leave, and they embarrassed me. Took my keys out for my car. Walked down the street, not very far. We'll be right back.
Oh, I love that fucking song. From their final album. Well, final full-length, let's say. That was Ultimate Fakebook with Pop Scotch Party Rock off of Open Up and Say Awesome. Yeah, they did put out an EP before We Spark after that, and they've since released a B-sides collection. Daydream, Radio is Smiling Static. But that was their last full-length recording. They played a reunion show on the 29th of October, the Revenge of the Nerds Halloween Ball, which also featured reunions of local acts, Podstar, and the Touchdowns, including a bunch of other stuff surrounding it. And we saw part of it, but my wife had to write, I think, two papers that day, and I had worked a five-day week, and it just ended up killing us. We did get to see them play their sort of early warm-up show. That started off the evening, where they played Glitter and Glue and whatever the first track is off of Before We Spark, Rotting on the Vine, that's what, as well as covers of September Girls by Big Star and Black Sabbath's Black Sabbath, which was epic and awesome, and I'm pretty sure scared about half the people. Before that, a local act that never really broke big, but I seriously think that that song probably could have "Seeing Snakes" by National Fire Theory from their four-song demo, and just an excellent, excellent track. Just if you're a fan of sort of that that Gainesville sound, I would think that would be the sort of thing that you would really, really like. Damn shame they never really took off. Although interesting, the brothers in that band, the Gutjahr brothers, now own one of them, Tim, owns and runs the Riot Room in Kansas City and does a fine job of it. It has definitely become a seriously better venue than its predecessor in the same location, the Hurricane. And that set was started off with Minneapolis by That Dog from their album Retreat from the Sun. And that just about does it for this week. I don't know what I've got planned for next week. We might actually, I'm going to say it right now, there will be no podcast next week because of the holidays and all of that, but we will return the week after. And we're going to start getting ready for the whole year ender. And I've started making lists, and I hope it will be excellent. As always, you can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I also blog about books and zines and vinyl and all other sort of tangible ephemera in this digital age of ours. You can follow me on Twitter at Nuthouse Punks. And remember to tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me things for review and play. And until next week, thanks for listening.